Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of you coming by way of blog. This is Renard Johnson, and we're on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. God is moving in such a wonderful way. I tell you, we're in the midst of the new awakening. The new awakening. God has moved away from the give me, give me, give me approach. And we've seen a spiritual shift in Christendom. And we're seeing it all across the world. It's coming from right here. The First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Well, God is shifting it from the give me, give me, give me to the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, churches are adopting this. Other prayer lines, you hear them saying now, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, it's a new awakening. Yeah, wake up, wake up. See that you can praise your way to a miracle. Amen. God inhabits the praises, not the requests of his people, but the praises of his people he inhabits. Yeah. And let me tell you something. On the block line last night, it was just awesome. Amen. We're praising our way to miracles. God bless all of you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for your wonderful, wonderful presence in the room, for your goodness and kindness, for your love, for joy, for tender mercy. And God, we love you and appreciate your presence here today. Forgive us for all sin, sins of commission and sins of omission. God, help us to forgive those who trespass against us. And we love you, Lord, and thank you for what you've done and for what you are going to do and for what you're doing right now. Bless people everywhere, those who are having unspoken requests, unspoken problems, something that they only can tell you about. I'm asking you to look on their knees, God, and touch right now and deliver them and fix the situation in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all those who are coming, and I pray that you don't let them leave the same way they've come. In the name of Jesus, restore, God, those who have been on the prayer line, restore, and bless them bountifully, we pray. Now we look to thee, Holy Ghost. We allow and even invite you in to take over, completely take over this prayer line. And have your way in our hearts, souls, and minds. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, heal those who are sick. Fix those things and problems that need fixing. And we'll give you the glory and give you the praise and all the adoration shall be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you. Are y'all awake?
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. I hear Mother Johnson saying good morning. I want to speak to y'all again. Just a few of y'all seem to be awake. Good morning to y'all. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
God bless you. And let's do like we always do. When I say praise, check, y'all come on in and give God praise. I don't think you need to be trained on that. You got it. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your
goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your grace.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We love you.
Oh,
God, we praise
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, and we do praise him and thank him for those, all of you. I mean, I think you really made the Lord happy. Let's speak to God. He's in the room. You know he's in your room. Amen. Let's speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
Praise your holy name. Thank you for being here. Yeah, thank you for being here. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's give him some praise this morning. I want to, I was thinking about opening the wisdom seminar this morning. Amen. I had a subject in mind. Maybe the Lord will bring it back here, my Lord. I want to discuss this morning because there's so many people on the line who really need to be taught and trained all the way in Africa, India, and Asia, and Philippines, and sometimes this is the only church that they have, and they're eager to learn about what to do and how to do it. And I just want us just to give them wisdom on how you do it and how you feel led to do certain things. Amen. So I just want to talk this morning about when you get saved. I mean, you got to understand there are many thousands of people in foreign countries who have just gotten saved, And you know what? A lot of folk, when you come to Christ, yeah, you changed instantly. But then there's no training for some people in knowing what to do and what not to do. And you who are seasoned saints ought to be able to tell them what to do and what not to do when you get saved. Because some have just gotten saved. People you cannot see right now are listening to you. And they have come to the Lord and they have salvation, but they have no training at all. And so if you were given the mic and said to you just got saved, praise the Lord, I just want to give you some things to do that will help you grow in Jesus Christ. Yeah, things that will help you grow in Jesus Christ. If you took these people and you were over a class of training these brand new Christians on what to expect, what to do, what not to do, what would you say to them? Because there are people, just like I'm talking right now, there are people who are listening to you. They don't know anything about living saved. They don't know anything about salvation. They just came to Christ, and they don't know anything about what I'm talking about. It's sanctification. And they need help. And you are the one that God put on this line to help them. I heard somebody say, well, where are they if we got 90 million? They're listening. Believe me, they're listening. Through the blog line, they're listening through Twitter. They're listening through Facebook. You can't hear them, but they hear you. And you have an opportunity. Why don't you come right now, Ambassador Hagen, Master Dr. Julie Hagen, why don't you come now and give us our station identification, and then we'll move into this wisdom seminar. Be thinking about what would you tell them? This is your time to really minister. You've been asking God to use you, and then he tries to use you, and you clam up. No, you can't do that. That's the enemy making you do that. All right, so Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, give us our station identification.
God bless you, and good morning, Chief International Ambassador. Yes, we are so excited. We do honor the Lord today. We do honor, amen, our Chief International Ambassador. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of the Lions. We thank God for Mother Adelaide Johnson, Mother to the Nations. Glory to God. We do honor, amen, all of our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect. We do honor, amen, all the bishops, Bishop, Dr. Bishop, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen, who's also my beloved husband. Thank God, amen, for all of the leaders, wherever you're from and wherever you reside, and to our vast audience all around the world. We do give God the praise today, and we are excited. We're here broadcasting live, nparadio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio. And as you know, the Blog Talk Radio is one of the world's largest. It is the world's largest and most influential talk radio there is in the world. And we give God the praise. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners and stats city going up every day? And to God be the glory. We can be heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, India, Brazil, Canada, oh my Lord, China, Costa Rica, Russia, Denmark, Finland, France, Italy, Japan, Kenya, Israel, Indonesia, Germany, Georgia, the overseas Georgia, Portugal, Romania, South Africa, South Korea, Sweden, Turkey, Iranian, the United Kingdom, as well as all the states in the United States, Vietnam, just basically all over the world. And to God be the glory. We're looking forward to getting to a very special venue, though. The Lord say the same in Southeast Asia. Amen. And we give God the praise. And we just thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And may God forever bless you, sir, and keep on doing what you do. And remember, we can be reached just simply calling into the live studio, 347-934-0207. And may the blessings of God forever rest upon you, our Chief International Ambassador. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. And I want to just say to you, there are over 90 million listeners. Well, how do you... What do you do, Dr. Johnson? Well, have you ever listened to the radio? Yeah. You hear them. Yeah. But they can't hear you. Man. But they know that there is a listening audience out there, and they can judge by certain things how many are listening. On this first prayer line, you hear me, but we can't hear our listeners, because they're coming by way of Facebook and by way of Twitter and blog, and they're coming by way of the Blog Talk Radio and so many other outlets. But they're there. They hear you, and they hear me right now. And so I want to open this line up to the Wisdom Seminar, Saints of God, the Wisdom Seminar. I believe that in this last day and time, the Lord reveals secrets to his prophets and prophetess and to his people to be a blessing to the body of Christ in this last day and time. What would you tell people, how would you get them started toward a tremendous, stabilized life in Jesus Christ? What would you tell them that would help them? And some of the best advice. There are many things that they can be told that will help them. And let's get it out there so we can help those who, this is their only church. Come on. The line is open to you. Who's first? Amen. Want to help somebody.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Evangelist LaTanya. God bless you, Chief Ambassador Johnson.
God bless you,
sir. And God bless you also to Ambassador Lady Betty and Mother Betty. Mother Johnson, your mother, amen. God bless, amen. And God bless you to everybody that's out there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. So how I would want to help someone, amen, the first thing I would tell them to, after they just gave their life to the Lord, I would make a suggestion to them to find a good Bible teaching church. And every time they find themselves, find the doors of that church open, that they find themselves there, especially for Bible studies and Sunday school.
Beautiful.
In every service, actually, they have prayer group, a prayer meeting, find themselves there. The next suggestion I would give to them is to get into their word, read their word, study the word, you know. They may not understand right away, you know, reading the word. However, the more they get into it, the word is getting in them. Amen. And then the more they come to church, a Bible-teaching church, you know, as they come to church, the things they might not understood while they were reading the word, amen, the Holy Spirit, you know, will teach them, amen. My other suggestion, I also did say, for them to pray, you know, to get into prayer. And prayer is just simply talking to God. You don't have to have any fancy words to pray, because you're simply talking to God. Your relationship with God is just simply between you and Him. It's no, you don't have to have no format. You know, you just come to Him thanking Him first and foremost, though. But you know, just simply talking to God and building that relationship with God. Amen.
Beautiful.
And as you
Beautiful.
Go along, amen. And that's just a few things. That's just a good course start, mm-hmm. you know, finding a good Bible-teaching church. Amen. Start reading your word. Find yourself in church every time those doors open, and start building your relationship with God through prayer. Amen. And those are just a few things, a good course
Thank
starter.
You.
Amen. God
Thank
bless
you, Evangelist LaTanya. God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful. I want to just say to you, she hit a main artery there when she said, find you a good Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church. Now, I want to just say to you who are just getting started in Christ Jesus, make sure you do that research to make sure that that's a Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church, because there's so many frilled churches out here and frilled churches out here. Churches that are built on individuals rather than Jesus Christ. And don't get off into any cults that are not mainline teaching Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Anything in any church that is not focusing on the Lord is on the wrong trail. So find you a Bible teaching, a church that teaches the Bible with no compromise, and a Bible believing. You see, some churches may be teaching, but they don't believe the Bible. But fine. And then let me say to you, she said another thing, and that is try to be there every time the church opens. See, this, don't give up that crew. There's a crew out here now who feels like if they go to church once a month, they've done the Lord his just due. Don't give up that crew. They're backslidden people. See, you got to understand the gamblers have Gamblers Anonymous. They hang together. Yeah. Pool sharps, you have conventions with pool sharps. They hang together. Prostitutes, watch them. They hang in groups. Yeah. And even gays hang in groups. They march on the White House in groups. And I'm not bashing anybody, but I'm just trying to tell you that if everybody else knows and has common sense to hang together, you need to hang out with people of like mind now. You need to hang with people who are saved. You don't go out with sinners and think that that's going to strengthen you in Christ. No. You get with people now who want to do the will of God, who want to be identified as a saint of the Lord. Get with people who are trying to do right. Get with people who love the Lord. See, you don't want to be unequally yoked with people who don't have a mind to live for the Lord and you just got saved. No. You need to be strengthened. It's like a bodybuilder. You need to get in, you know, start building your body and stay on it. You know, that's how you build those muscles and get that six-pack by. You got to stay on it. So you don't just get on it just a little bit today, and then tomorrow you go, let me see what they're doing over at the club. No. The things you used to do, you don't do anymore. The places you used to go, stay away from them. Amen. It's not good for a single man to hang out. It's not good for a married man to hang out with single men because they have a different agenda. It's not good for a saved person to hang out with an unsaved person because they have a different agenda. So you get with saints. Find you somebody who knows how to live for the Lord, been living for the Lord. Make your the person in your life, make your role model somebody who's been saved for a long time. Yeah. If I were a woman and I wanted to find out about how to have a baby, I wouldn't go to somebody who's never had a baby. I'd go to somebody who's not only had one baby, I'd go to somebody who's had two or three babies. Because they know how to do it. They know how to do it. And I'm trying to tell you that if you just got saved, get your role model who's been saved for a while. Because they know the odds and ends, the ups and downs. Amen. And get you a person who has been in living for the Lord a while. They'll tell you what you can expect and what not to do and what to do that will get you strengthened in Jesus Christ. All right, the line is open to you. Somebody else.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mother Digby.
I enjoyed all that I heard, and it was really good. I was thinking when you just have just accepted Christ, you need to seek the Lord, ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost, and then you will have power. And then as you find out what you were doing is wrong, just stop doing that. They told me a very simple thing. When you find out what you're doing is wrong, stop doing that. And then seek the Lord. And like they said, get into a Bible-believing church and seek the Lord the more and live for God and be faithful to your church because you'll learn how to live for God as you continue.
Beautiful, Mother Digby. God bless you. All right, the line is open to you. Anyone else want to help people who just come to Christ? Amen.
God bless you. And to everyone, the Piper here, just saying God bless the prayer line. And everyone, thank you, Chief, for a wonderful subject. Amen. And so many of us need to know, need instructions. And even yet, we yet need instructions. After you're saved 15, 20 years down the road, yet need instructions. So instructions are what we have to go by when we first get saved. We need to know how to pray, how to seek God, how to resist the enemy. Just a few things that you don't want to overload them, but you do want to tell them the basic things of how to resist the enemy, how to flee from him. Because that's what traps first get saved, some of the small things that we don't know. And the first thing they want to do when they get saved is run back to the old crowd, the old group, the old area, and tell the people, I got saved. And they start bragging them down or cowering them down. We need to teach them that's not the first place to go. So they no. Amen. And so by that, and I think everybody on the line almost can witness something like that happening, either to them or someone they know. And we need to teach our people how to hear the voice of God and be led by the Spirit, because they will need to pray and resist the enemy. Once off your life and the small things that he try and enter into your life, then you will have a grip to a solid rock when you know the small things to rebuke. Because so many small things we overlook, and we need those are things that we should be rebuking. So the Bible says, rebuke him, and he'll flee from you. And you won't be so easily led, pulled away, drawn back into the world. So learn to pray and hear the voice of God. And that's what they said, seek the Holy Ghost so you can have power. God bless you.
God bless you. Wonderful. All right, anybody else?
Praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador, and all the saints of God. This is Ambassador Skip from Arkansas, and something that we do in Arkansas very well, after you are in a good church, reading the Word, getting filled with the Holy Ghost, you just can't stay there. This is a daily common practice in my life. I heard the Word almost about four times already. Seek, seek. You have to continue to seek God. Once you receive Him, you just don't want to leave Him there dormant without praising Him and worshiping Him. So the Greek word for seek is dekeo. Dekeo means to crave. You've got to continue to have a prayer life. You've got to continue to crave after God. When you crave after God, you want nothing else but Him. And in closing with saying that, if you seek God, God will seek you. God bless you.
All right, that's Ambassador Gail Stiff. All right, the line is open to you. Anyone else? Let me tell you, my old pastor, I was raised up under Dr. S. E. Mitchell, who was a preaching giant. But one of the things he used to tell us, he said, I don't care how long you've been saved. There are certain things that you can't do. You cannot be around. Don't, if you've been smoking for 30 years, don't be in a car with people smoking everywhere. Four or five people in the car smoking, and you sitting there talking about, I'm saved, I can handle it. Don't put yourself in harm's way. Just stay away from situations like that. If you have had a sex habit and you've been going down to the strip joint before you got saved, God save you. Don't go down there talking about, I'm saved, I'm just going to want to just be here one night. No. And they swinging on the pole and everything. You don't do things like that. You don't do things like that. You get around an environment that will strengthen you. I don't care how long you've been saved. There are certain things that are, you might say, inclinations to you that pull you this way and pull you that way. You need to stay away from them. Amen. And just go in the Lord. Grow in the Lord. Amen. The line is open to you. If you have anything you can help these newcomers to Christ, amen. There's some out there listening for you, just hanging on to every word you're saying. Anybody else?
Yes.
Go ahead. All right, the line is open to you. Go ahead.
I think they all dropped. Well, this is Evangelist Latanya again, calling from Arizona. And I just thought about something. One other thing I didn't say was, when you read the word, apply the word. If it says do thus and so and so, do thus and so and so. Amen. And as you said, Chief Ambassador, to abstain from all appearances of evil. You know, if God is drawing you from some things, but one key, something is key. It said submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and then he'll flee. Except you first submit yourself to God, there's no way you're going to be able to. It says submit yourself to God, resist the enemy, and then he'll flee. There'll be no way you'll be able to resist the enemy without first submitting to God. You have to give God, you know, if he tells you in the word to do thus and so, we do that. If that's what he says, his word is true. You know, believe the word, be a doer of the word. The Bible says not just be a hearer, but a doer also. We are to apply the word. Then you have the power to resist the enemy, and then he can flee. But until you first submit to God, you have no power. And a lot of things, you know, what you're going through or whatever, God may give you the power to resist, you won't be able to in your own strength. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in, you know. But obedience is key. Amen. God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much, Evangelist. Evangelist Latanya. God bless you. Anyone else have a word for them?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Chief Ambassador, good morning. God
good morning.
Thanks of God, Mother Woods.
Mother Woods.
I just want to say that I'm from the old school, and they taught us that when you first get saved, all roads lead to the Holy Ghost, that we need the keeping power. We need the power of the Holy Ghost and seek for the Holy Ghost. We used to have tarrying service, and we would ask the new saints to come out, and they would pray and tarry for the Holy Ghost, and that we should get with the older mothers that would wisdom, and that we would sit under them and be taught and be at church for everything. We had to be there, and we would seek the Lord and sit and listen and hear all the teachings that would teach us how to be strong. And I understand some of them would say, well, they want to go back and tell the others that they're saved now. And the one thing they taught us, you're not strong enough. You can't go back to the club. You'll find yourself back in the club trying to witness. You got to get strong. You got to, get the power of the Holy Ghost in your life and be taught and pray and fast and seek the Lord. That's how it was when we came along. God bless you. Thank you.
Beautiful, Mother Woods. God bless you. All right, we can take maybe one or two more. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else? I want to help these newborn babes in Christ. What would you do?
Ambassador Stith, God bless you. I don't know if someone else was trying to come on the line. I was just going to add something else.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, praise God. There was one other word that I didn't hear anyone say, and that was the word confess. You have to continually confess your faults and continually be reminded of what the redemptive work of Christ on the cross was for. And if you research this, the word confess, confession is confession your sin, but you're also confession that I agree with God for the work that was done on the cross. Why I am confessing my sin, that he's the Son of God and he was raised from the dead. And anytime I can go to him as my Father, and I have an advocate, which is the Son, Jesus Christ. You can't forget to teach them about the blood of Jesus, that it still works. Because of the blood, I'm saved today. And I can do what Romans 10, 9, and 10 says. If I confess my faults, if I confess the Lord Jesus Christ out of my mouth, I'm just paraphrasing, out of my mouth, and believe God is his Father, and Jesus is his Son, and what he died, and he was raised from the dead, but what he was raised for, my sins. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Ambassador Stitt. All right, we'll take at least one more. Someone else want to say a word to these who really are newborn babes in Christ? Come on, saints. Anybody else? We'll take one more. Anybody else? The Lord, the line is open to you. All right. Someone want to add something to what they said? Amen.
Chief Ambassador, this Ambassador Stith again. I would like to say on the children's prayer line on Tuesday night, Ambassador Streifer had a wonderful topic, and that's what brought that back to my mind, on confession, when you get saved. Oh, God, it was wonderful, and I just wanted to just throw that out there. Her, Ambassador Stern, and some of the others really gave just blessed us all. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Let me just throw something at you here, those who just got saved. I want you to adopt this for your life, and that is caring about people. Saints care. Amen. Saints really care. They're not the type of people who say, I don't care, you know, what happens here and what happens there. No, saints care. Try to start out your salvation life by caring. If you see somebody who's down, try to help them. Amen. If you see a mother in the church who really needs some food, why don't you go and make it your business to just try to get them some food, buy them some groceries or something, if you got some money. We understand if you don't have any, don't worry about it. And do things like that. Let me tell you something. That will grow you in Christ so quickly just by caring for others. It will grow you. You see somebody, if they're going to the prison, be one of the first ones to volunteer. I want to go. And ask him if you can share your testimony about how you got saved. If you've been out in the world a lot and you came from a drug situation, God can use you to change lives all over your community. Give your testimony and share your testimony. That's showing that you care, too. If they are going to the senior citizens' home, volunteer to go with them. Tell them, I want to go, too. See, one of the things that grows our ministers at Amazing Grace is when I try to take them to the hospital so they can see me praying for the sick. And they learn how to have that strong relationship with the Lord, to pray for the sick, and try to be there. And then they'll see me go to rooms where they're not my members. Yeah. But to care enough for people in the room down the hall. And then sometimes my members say, did you know so-and-so is down the hall there? They don't belong to Amazing Grace, but I want to go by there and pray for them. Why? Because it shows that I care. I care. So I'm going to say to you who just got saved, caring for people will grow you in Christ immensely. It will, because that's the spirit that Jesus had. Notice, as you read the Bible, you'll find out he always cared for people. He didn't know the man who was blind, the two blind men on the road there. He didn't know him at all, but he cared enough to stop to pray for him. He didn't know the man Jairus, his daughter died, but he cared enough to go to his house and raise his daughter from the dead. He didn't know those 10 lepers, but he knew that they were very selfish. He knew that because all of them got healed, but only one turned around and said thank you. Yeah, but he didn't know these folk, but he cared. And see, that's one of the things that separated him from everybody else. Here's a man who has all this power, but he cares. He cares. And then he says in his word, I care for you. Yeah, I care. I care. So if you take that and apply it to your life, let me tell you something. It will grow you in Christ. It just edifies you to know when you go to the senior citizens' homes and you pray for them, and that old mother looks up and says, thank you, son. Thank you. Tears in her eyes. Oh, my God. It makes you want to get closer to Jesus just simply because you care. All right. God bless you. Anybody else have a word for people who just got saved? All right. God bless you. I'm going to get maybe two or three praise reports. We call them testimonies. And let me remind you, a couple of things. Next Wednesday night, we're going to have an all-night shut-in. All-night shut-in. The last Wednesday of the month, our all-night shut-in. So please join us from, I believe we start at 9 p.m. and go all the way to 7 o'clock the next morning. Amen. At the end of the prayer line. All right? And don't forget the convention. We're on our way to the convention June the 11th through the 14th in Jacksonville, Arkansas, right outside of Little Rock. And we'll talk about it a little bit more. I'm asking some of our ambassadors to talk about that in just a few minutes. But right now, give me a couple of praise reports. Anybody have a praise report? Lord did something for you that you want to care enough to share with the people. It will bless her. Anybody? The line is open to you. All right. You have a praise report. You have to jump in there if you're going to give one. Get it ready right now as I'm talking. All right. Anybody have a praise report? Is that saying the Lord ain't done nothing for you? I don't believe that. Amen. Anybody have a praise report? Jump in there and give your praise report.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby, Area 708. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank and praise the Lord, giving honor to Dr. Johnson and to everyone that's on the prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for how it's been such a blessing to me, and I enjoy waking up in the morning to listen to this prayer line. Sometimes I just want to listen, and I hear so many good things, and I thank the Lord for supplying all of my needs and for being there for me and making ways and opening doors. I want to say I got a bill from my eye doctor the other day, and I was just going to write a check and send it, and I thought, I'm going to call and see what this is about, you know, check it out. So I don't just send things, I check them out. And I checked it out, and sure enough, they was charging me around $40 too much. And I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for blessing me in so many ways. I thank the Lord for just walking in the favor of God.
Thank you, Mother Digby. God bless you. And we have one more who has a praise report. The Lord has been good to you. Jump in there. Thank you, Jesus. You have a praise report. Who else? The Lord has been good. You're praising him right now.
Ambassador,
I want to thank the Lord. Go ahead.
Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stead. And yes, I'm going to try to say this with much care. I asked the prayer line to pray for me for the shift in this new job. And we all understand when you're supervising people, you have people that is not in compliance and people that really wants to give you a hard time. But when it's your season to be in a position, it's just your season. And we were praying because there was some challenges is the word that I want to use. And I just give God the glory for yesterday, one of the challenges on my job turned in their resignation. However, they have another job. And I thank God for that because my prayer was, Lord, that anyone that's on this team does not have a team effort mind who wants to flow with the team, who wants to stifle and control and be combative. I'm asking you, God, to remove them and let this be an atmosphere in which I work that people have the mindset that they can thrive in, where you can move with your potentials and glory to God, and silence the enemies, the ones that are left. And I put a scripture on my desk that he says, I will anoint your head with oil in the presence of your enemies. And I thank God he will silence the enemy. He will shut the enemy down. And all you have to do is just keep God first. And I just want you to know, Chief Ambassador, that you all, the prayers that you pray are not earthbound. Glory to God. They are heaven bound. And I just praise God because that mean a lot to me. And sometimes people are afraid to say what's happening, but you got to give God the glory because it was beginning to be a weight on me, and I was got to not to throw in the towel, and I was saying, God, did you brought me up here for all of these people to be against me when I am trying to do what a supervisor supposed to do to be in compliance? I was brought here for a reason. Thank you, Jesus, and I just thank you, Chief. Thank you for your prayers, your persistence, and not being afraid to just call the devil out and cast him out and saying, woman of God, go forth. All of the saints and ambassadors and Chief Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern who blessed me with those prayers, and those prayers didn't go without the rest of the saints of God coming together in prayer. And saints of God, I want to encourage you to give your praise report because what seemed to be small for you will bless someone else. And I tell you, God bless me. Thank you, Lord. And I'm looking for another shifting in the atmosphere. Glory to God. And you know, saints, when it comes to spiritual things, I am spiritual. But when it comes for me to walk in the capacity of an educator, I can do that and still be saved. God bless all of you. And I love you much. Glory to God.
God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stith. Amen. I want to shift here a little bit here. I certainly do want to get prayer in for those who need prayer this morning. And if you need a miracle, God is in the miracle working business. Master Fifer, if you could get ready to pray for the people today, I would appreciate it. Amen. If you're on the line today and you have a prayer request, make it known now. Amen. The line is open.
This is Peterson. I request a prayer on tomorrow. I'll be doing a family gathering. I'll pray for the peace and harmony while we're together and traveling grace for me, too.
All right, the family gathering. All right. God bless you.
Ambassador, please forgive me today. My voice is not up, and it goes in and out. And I'm on the way to do a funeral service.
Oh, yeah, you need that. Yeah, you need your voice. All right. We'll get somebody else to pray today. God bless you. All right. Sister Peterson, we hear you. That someone else make a request, and we'll get prayer for that, too. Any other prayer requests?
Johnson, this is Mother Wilson.
Uh-huh, Mother.
This is Mother Wilson. I had a turn on tonight last night. You have to continue to pray for me. God bless you.
All right, Mother. God bless you. Is that just basically a general prayer that you need or nothing specific? Oh.
My body just been kind of hurting, arms and all that.
Pain. Okay.
Prayer.
All right. Anyone else?
Mother Digby,
Johnson,
I need a miracle in one area of my life. I need a miracle.
Mother Digby, you said you need a miracle in...
In one area of my life.
In one area of your life, all right?
I need a miracle.
All right, Mother. God bless you.
Mm. Yes, Ambassador Johnson.
All right.
Mother Woods, what happened?
Uh-huh.
9 o'clock.
Somebody... Somebody's really moving by the phone, and you're making a lot of noise. Okay, go ahead, Mother Woods, again.
I'm having a procedure at 9 o'clock this morning from Michigan. So that's different than yours. And I'm requesting prayer. Thank you.
Procedure at 9 o'clock this morning, Mother Woods.
Yeah.
All right. Is there someone who can pray for these requests now? Amen. Thanks to God. Who will pray?
Well, praise Amen. The Lord. I'll take it, Ambassador. Praise
All right.
God, Ambassador Stern. Amen. Praise the Lord. I, too, have to get out of here. I have an appointment early this morning, but I do have time to pray before I leave out of the house. But, Father God, this morning we just thank you. We adore you. We appreciate you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you say nothing will go slack alike in your care in the name of Jesus. We come this morning and we lift up the body of believers, the body of Christ. Oh, God, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you say the Lord will you will deliver us out of them all. And, Lord, this morning we come before you and we ask that you would forgive us of any sins that have come our way, oh, God, and of Jesus. We want our path to be clean and clear to get to heaven. And we lift up, oh God, right now, Sister Peterson. I did not get her request, but I heard a name. And God, whatever the problem and the situation is, we ask right now, God, that you intercede and you do a quick work, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, that you would just touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In Jesus' name, help her today, oh God, because you are very present here in the time of need, in the time of trouble, and your people need you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Mother Wilson today, oh God, in her body, oh God, down in her soul, down in her body, Lord God. Oh God, sometimes we just need rest. Oh God, sometimes we just need to hear what our body is saying unto us in the name of Jesus. We apply, oh God, the anointing of your joy, the anointing of your oil, the anointing of God, of healing down in our body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Sometimes we lift things that are too heavy. Oh God, we take our bodies for granted, but oh God, we can take our bodies and give it back to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless this sweet woman of God. Oh God, touch her inside and outside in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we're praying for Mother Digby. Oh God, these are mothers of Zion that have, oh God, have been wailing in the spirit for years, oh God, and now she needs a miracle. And God, that's our theme for this year, miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Oh God, miracles is nothing to you. And God, we say to you this morning, grant her desire in the name of Jesus. And if we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desires of our heart. And God, we're all this morning standing in proxy, oh God, for Mother Digby, for Mother Wilson, for Sister Peterson, for Mother Woods. Oh God, this morning, that procedure at 9 o'clock, we put it in your hands, for God. It's in your hand right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let everything that is supposed to be that is negative, let it read positive in the name of Jesus. Touch her mind right now. Oh, God, touch her spirit. Uh-huh. Oh, let her know, God, that is all in control. You got this and you got that in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, that we can come to the throne of grace. You say you're very present help in the time of need. And, God, we trust you for that. You told us, Peter, to cast all our cares upon you because you careth for us. And even as I go, oh God, I don't call anything small in your eye. But God, I pray right now where I'm going this morning that you'll touch me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I don't take you for granted, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You say if you need a physician, to call on the physician. We're going to earthly physicians, but God, you are the heavenly physician. And we trust you above everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Thank God. I'm not going
to thank God.
But you still have the prayer line open.
Yes, thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. Is there anyone else who would like a word of prayer this morning for something that you're going through, something you're facing, and you want to have collective approach to it? In other words, other people join in prayer with you. We want to do that. Make it known unto us. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Yes. Mary Johnson in Texas. Unspoken
request. Good. All right. Anybody else have an unspoken request? Let's put them together. All right. Anyone else have a request? If so, make it known now.
Sister Lucille, I have an unspoken request, Pastor. And also, I want to pray for, I want the saints to pray in with me for peace in this house.
All right, Sister Lucille. All right, go ahead, Brother Johnson.
Just ask you all to pray for my Pastor Gina and Pastor Tony. Just keep me and my family in prayer and prayer line in prayer. That's my request.
God bless you. We'll take one more before we pray. Anybody else have a request?
Dr. Joseph, this is Mother Wilson again.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the doctor and my finger, I call it a trigger finger, and they want me to have surgery on that finger. I've been dodging surgery and waiting on the Lord to heal my finger. And she wants to go on and have surgery, so it would just freeze up and I can't move it at all. So I'm requesting prayer for that. I know God is able to take me through whatever situation.
All right. Yes, he is. All right. Raise your hand up, Mother.
Yes, sir.
Raise your hand. I want you to close your eyes.
Yes, sir.
And look up. Before you close them, raise your head up like you're looking to heaven. And put your whole hand up there.
All right. It's out.
I want you to imagine that as you put your hand up, the Lord is putting his hand on your hand.
Yeah.
Do you believe that he can heal you? Do you believe he can heal you?
Yes, sir.
But let me ask you something, really. And don't try to give me a religious answer. I just want to ask you, if you know that the Lord is putting his hand on your hand, what do you think is going to happen to your finger?
It will straighten out and not be crooked.
And your finger will be healed, am I right?
Sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we depend on you. We don't have any other help. We don't know of any other miracle worker. Nobody is in your category. You're the only true and living God. Jesus, your son who came all the way from heaven down and went to Calvary for us. We know what he can do. It's recorded of how he healed all 10 lepers, how he healed those who had the palsy, how he healed those who were lame for 38 years at a pool, waiting on healing. God, I'm asking you. My. Feel the anointing in the room. Yeah. My sister, he's in your room right now. He's in your room. Laying his hand. Hold your hand up there. Put his hand on your hand. Oh! Oh, God, not on your hand, but many other hands. Anybody else want healing, put your hand up there. Lord, his hand on your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Whenever Jesus is in the room, everything is subject to him. Everything must obey him, even your finger. How are you going to lay his hand on your hand and nothing happened to your fingers? Lord, I want to thank you for doing the same in the name of Jesus, that people may give you glory and may give you adoration.
Yes,
sir. See, Lord, you did it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Like
it, that's it. Praise him like it. You know it's done before you even get the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touching your miracles, Lord, like they've never seen in 2015. I ask for miracles.
Yes, Lord.
You said if I ask you anything in your name, Lord, you would do it that the Father may be glorified. Do it that the Father may be glorified. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe it's done.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
mine. And Father, every person having a problem today, I pray that you let your Shekinah glory fall upon them. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. Put your hand, if you can, on your problem. Father, you're in the room. Thank you. Because in the room, everything is subject to you. It is subject, and I pray that you fix it for them.
Fix it?
In the name of Jesus. I loose blessings upon them. And I bind curses upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen and amen. God bless all of you. I'm out of time today. We'll be back tomorrow. No, tomorrow's Saturday. I'm sorry. Amen. I've been running this week. We'll be back Monday. And I want you to make sure that you'll be on the line on Monday. It's going to be something special that I want to do on Monday. So make sure you join us on Monday. All right, go ahead. Somebody's trying to get back.
Johnson, I hate to disturb you, but I do want to remind you that this coming Wednesday coming up is our all-night shut-in. So you want to start preparing ourselves to start taking, getting ourselves together to get those hours together. I just wanted to put the announcement in.
Thank you so much, Master Stern. We do. Go ahead.
Mother Johnson had a prayer, but you prayed for her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Lucille.
Right. Lord, let me add that in this prayer. Lord, specifically, we do pray for Mother Johnson there. That you look on Pastor Tony and Pastor, on both of our pastors, in Jesus' name. I pray Pastor Gina, look on their pastors and help them and bless them. I pray for Sister Lucille, Lord, that you would meet her need in the name of Jesus. Bring peace in the midst of confusion. God, give peace like a river. Find the enemy. And Lord, fix that thing for her. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you for what you've done. You're going to do it, Lord. I give you praise in that. Join my faith with theirs, that these things might be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless all of you. Don't forget the blog line tonight. It's 9 o'clock tonight, the blog line. And then we'll go through the weekend with the blog line, amen, and be back on the prayer line on Monday morning. We should be here Monday. I want to do something special on Monday. Amen. I want you to get the word out. I'd like to do something very special on Monday. God bless all of you.
Thank
amen.
You, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Stern.
God bless you all.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
God bless you.
Definitely.
All right.
Chief Ambassador, it's me again. I just can't let this go without imparting a prayer over you and your family and Mother Johnson. Amen. The impartation of the shepherd is very important. I'm not going to be long because I got to leave out, but I can't leave out unless we bless you today. Amen. And today is Friday. Do you mind, Chief? You don't. If you go, you go.
No, don't go. No, go ahead.
Prayer go in the spirit. Amen. I never leave a house and the shepherd don't get an impartation from the people. That's not protocol. So you're training us all the way, so we're going to go all the way and not left-sided. We're going to stay right-sided. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you. We thank you. We thank you. It's been a lot of outpouring over the line this week, Lord God, with our chief ambassador. Oh, God, he has even served you even up under circumstances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. He's blessed us all week long. He's blessed his mother, his church, his family. Oh God, I've heard the many, many things that he has done and the many, many things I know not of. But we come to strengthen him this morning, encourage him. Oh God, it's one thing to encourage him with exhortation, but God, the greatest thing is to encourage him in prayer. And we come in part in a prayer over our leader this morning, oh God, that you will touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Bless his going out. Bless his coming in. And God, as he shared with us that something good is coming our way, oh God, something excellent is coming his way. In the name of Jesus, we want him to be the type of servant, oh God, that every time he turn around, you keep on blessing him, God. We want that on him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for Lady Betty this morning. Touch her, oh God. Bless her, oh God. Let her know that you love her, oh God, that we love her, oh God, that the people love her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we would never, oh God, pray for Chief Ambassador and leave his companion out, oh God, because they are one. But God, we want her to know that we are concerned about her as well as our Chief Ambassador. We pray for the children, oh God, and we include the daughter, the son-in-law, and all the grandchildren. We pray for the family, the first family as a whole. And now, God, I'm just calming it down, and oh God, and narrowing it down. But God, we don't want to forget about Mother Johnson. How can we forget about the mother of the nation? We lift her up before you. I know she had prayer, but God, we want to be a part, oh God, of a prayer. In the name of Jesus, we're praying this morning, oh God, that you make this family happy. We want them to smile, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be a blessed weekend for them, oh God. We bind the adversary on every hand. Don't interrupt them, oh God, to what they want to do, oh God. We're binding that enemy that want to interrupt them to the what they're doing for the things of God. We bind up the adversary, and we denounce and announce today, devil, you're a liar, and the blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, bless the finances for our Chief Ambassador. Oh God, as we pray this prayer, put it on the people's heart to bless them, oh God. They know what to do. They know where to send it at, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, when someone bless you, you should want to thank them. And how do we thank them? Not only in words, but also in deed. And we thank you, oh God, and we bless you, and we pray for the First Fruit prayer line as a whole, as a family. You've done a marvelous thing this week for us, Lord God. You allowed us to come together, lift up prayers, lift up your name, oh God. And now, Lord, as we go our different directions for the weekend in our various churches, let the lighthouse shine all over the world. Prepare us for the shut-in, oh God. Don't give the people a spirit of drawback, but give them a spirit of drawing in to want to be a part of the prayer. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we speak it as though it's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Chief Ambassador, for allowing me to do.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Amen. I just want to remind you, don't forget about the convention, June the 11th through the 14th. Ambassador Hodges, do you have that number for the hotel, the Wingate? If you do, you hear me? If you hear me, can you give that number for people to call today? All right.
There I have it, Ambassador.
All right, go ahead.
Yes. I have the number. It's the Wingate by Winsdom. Amen. And the number there is 501-753-8660. 501-753-8660. And you need to let them know that you are under the up under the name of First Fruit.
First Fruits, yeah.
Room block, and they have room blocks for us, and you need to do it ASAP. Amen. And if you need to talk to Ambassador Gina, the number there is 816-425-4892. 816-425-4894.
It goes
out in April, and we need to be ready in May to block everything we need to have.
Amen. If that doesn't work, 4892, try 4894.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the number.
4894.
Amen.
Four.
Hope I'm not out of order, Chief, but...
No, you're doing a good job, man, Master Stern. Thank you so much. Amen. A man who won't admit that he needs help sometime is on the wrong trail. Amen. None of us are an island. We must be grateful for those who come to help. Amen. You didn't come to hinder, you came to help. Thank God for you. All right, I love all of you, and I want to give you some family time. It's 7:10 now, and so I'm releasing the line back on to all of you that you might be able to have some family time. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful weekend, Chief.
You have a wonderful weekend.
Bless you. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
You know, we used to do that. We used to leave a line open for people to give shouts out. Why don't we do that today? You want to give a shout out to somebody? Amen. Whoever it is, the line is open to you.
I want to give a shout out to the prayer line this morning, Mother Wilson, to Dr. Johnson and his family, Mother and Mother Pfeiffer. I can't call everybody names. Just let me say it to everybody. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. The line is open to you.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to give a shout out to Dr. Stern, Ambassador Stitz, and all the saints on the prayer line.
All right, anybody else?
This is Sister Linda from Utah, and I just want to give a shout-out to all of the fruit on this prayer line, to everybody on this prayer line.
All right, God bless you. Anybody else?
God bless you. Chief Ambassador, again, this is Evangelist Latanya. Just want to give a shout-out to you and your family, sir. God bless you. And to Ambassador Dr. Stern, God bless you. I love you.
God bless you. Amen. All right.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's a great family, 816. Want to give a shout-out. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mother.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Sister Charlotte.
Oh. Good morning. I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody. Have a fabulous Friday.
Beautiful, Sister Charlotte. Good to hear your voice. All right, anybody else?
God bless you. This is Pastor Irving, and I'm a line.
Amen. God bless you.
To elect. All of the saints that's on the line, all the ambassadors of the Most High God. Hope you have a wonderful weekend and that your praise service today, this weekend, will just be a glorious one. God bless you, amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. I want to give a shout out.
Amen. God bless you.
I heard Ambassador Stern first.
I'm going to be very short. I want to give a shout out to you, my Chief Ambassador, for allowing me to bless you all this week. Amen. This week was a very good week for me on the First Fruit Prayer Line. I believe I like stirred it almost all this week, and it was a blessing to me. Amen. And I just want to thank the First Fruit Prayer Line for tolerating me, and I give a shout out to everyone. I love all of you so very much, and I don't just stop on prayer when I hang up, but I do pray for you all during the day and all during the night. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
Beautiful. God bless you. All right, anyone else? All right, God
Amen.
Bless all
God bless you, all you people of the Most High God. Amen.
Go ahead.
This is Sister Sharon from Grand Rapids, Michigan, area code 616. And I just want to say how much I'm continuing to enjoy being a member, being a part of the First Fruit Prayer Line. And may everybody have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you, all you people of the Most High God.
Thank you so much. All right, is there anybody else who wants to send a shout-out? The line is open to you. All right. God bless y'all. May y'all have a wonderful weekend. And this is your chief ambassador signing off here. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.